USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former Air Force fighter pilot turned Republican U.S. Senator, revealing that she was raped during her military career.
I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
Nick Sally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying during a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military,
like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
The Democratic National Committee says it will not permit Fox News to host any presidential primary debates, as DNC Chairman Tom Perez cites a story in The New Yorker that claims very close ties between the network and the Trump administration. He says he doesn't think Fox could be a fair and neutral host of any such debates. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from adding a question on citizenship to the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
It was Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen's first appearance before a U.S. House committee since Democrats took control of that side of Congress. During the hearing today, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson accused her of evading questions about migrant kids being detained in cages.
CBP never purposely put a child in a cage if you need a cage like that.
Purposely or whatever, are we putting children in cages?
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at.
Nielsen warning that illegal immigration and the humanitarian crisis it's causing at the border are spiraling out of control. The Lee County, Alabama sheriff says everyone who was unaccounted for after Sunday's tornadoes have now been located, so the death toll from those tornadoes will now stay at 23. Losses on Wall Street. The Dow lost 133 today. The Nasdaq slipped 70. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The U.S. State Department's offering guidance to some of the American media when it comes to how they cover the Venezuelan leadership story. John Clemens explains.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Paladino said the Venezuelan National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido is the elected president, and that Nicolas Maduro usurped the presidency.
We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct.
I'm John Clemens.
North Korea is apparently rebuilding a key rocket test site, as recent satellite images show work being done at the launch facility, which had been dormant since last August, following the first summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Today, President Trump says he's not sure if this report is accurate, but he'll be very disappointed if it is. And internet activists are asking Boston-based Gillette to drop its name from the New England Patriots Stadium after team owner Robert Kraft was recently charged in a prostitution case. Nearly 14,000 signatures have been collected on a web petition at care2.com demanding that Gillette's parent company Procter & Gamble cut ties with the team. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.